The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 11 questions on Mardi Gras, the biggest party in the world from this past Fat Tuesday. This is Trivia with Buds. It be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds, and thanks for checking out my show. I'm posting this one on a late Saturday night, right before the day is over. It's 6:44 on the Pacific Coast time, and I just had a very busy Saturday and a busy Friday, so I did not get to post this one early. So hopefully you're up late on a Saturday driving somewhere, and you're like, ooh, a new trivia podcast for me to listen to. If you hear any clicking in the background, that is my dogs with long nails clicking on our wood floor, much like, I don't know, some sort of urban legends creeping by my door. I am home by myself, too, so every once in a while I'm like, what was that? And it's not a giant tarantula, but my dog Romeo, who is 16 years old. And that's what I'm up to tonight. I am recording this episode, this intro, and then I'm going to post the episode so you can listen to it. And then I'm going to get two other episodes ready to post for the next 2 days. And then I am off to host a trivia party with a guy named Tyle, T-Y-L-E, which is a name I've never heard before. So this should be a fun one. It's at his house in Hollywood area. So going to do some 80s and 90s pop culture for that party, and that'll be later tonight. So I'll tell you all about it in the next couple days to come. My wife is, bless her heart, hosting some bingo for me at First Class Pizza in Riverside, California tonight. We are really becoming the husband and wife hosting duo. This is pretty sweet. And when they're close enough to home, she does not mind doing it, and she does a great job. That was like one of the first things I noticed about her in college was how well-spoken she was. And I was like, I need her. I need to team up with that lady over there so she can help me write better papers and speak better. And that's been going on for like 15, 16 years now. So good stuff. If you want to book us for an event, either me or the wifey poo, you can go to triviawithbuds.com, click on contact, or you can email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com. We'd love to do your party and your fundraiser and your corporate thing and make it really, really fun. Traveling a bunch in months to come for different events to places like Indiana and Texas and San Francisco. So I'm very excited about getting out there and about and meeting a bunch of cool trivia-loving people. Speaking of trivia-loving people, we are going to have the Trivia Girl from Hawaii, my friend Katie Christofferson, who hosts, and you can follow her on Instagram, that Trivia Girl, or the Trivia Girl. She'll be on the podcast. We're recording that tomorrow night, so I'll probably post that on Monday or Tuesday. So be on the lookout for that. If you listen from Hawaii, maybe you play with Katie. We're going to do 10 random questions back and forth. It's going to be a ton of fun. Speaking of fun, we're going to jump into the biggest party of the year. It's Mardi Gras. And I've got 11 questions for you recorded live at RT Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. Let's see how you do on these 11 questions. Here we go. Here we go, guys. This is your second round of the night at RT Rogers Brewing. Thanks for playing in Sierra Madre at the only brewery around. This round's all about Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras, hopefully you had a great Fat Tuesday this week. Number one, Mardi Gras. Fat Tuesday is also designated for what breakfast food day? Number one, Fat Tuesday is also designated for what breakfast food day? Number one, what breakfast food are we talking about there? Number one. Question number two, King's Cake is eaten throughout the world during carnival season and features a hidden trinket of what famous baby? Number two, King's Cake is eaten throughout the world during carnival season and features a hidden trinket of what famous baby? Number two. Number three, what parade essential is required by all float riders during the Mardi Gras parade? Number three, what parade essential is required by all float riders during the Mardi Gras parade? Number three on your list, number three, Mardi Gras trivia, number three. Number four in what 1969 motorcycle film are riders heading east in time to make the Mardi Gras Festival? Number four, Mardi Gras. Number four in what 1969 motorcycle film are riders heading east in time to make the Mardi Gras Festival? Question number five, what heavy singer of the 60s had a song called Walking to New Orleans? Number five, what heavy's in quotes, what heavy singer of the 60s had a song called Walking to New Orleans? Number five on your list, number five. Number six on your list, what CBS series has had the subtitle New Orleans since 2014? Number six, what CBS series has had the subtitle New Orleans since 2014? Number six. Number seven, in what year was the first Mardi Gras parade recorded to have taken place? Was it 1801, 1837, 1869, or 1901? Hear those choices again. Number seven, in what year was the first Mardi Gras parade recorded to have taken place? 1801, 1837, 1869, or 1901? Number seven. Number eight, etouffee is a dish found in both Cajun and Creole cuisine, typically served with what over rice? Number eight, etouffee is a dish found in both Cajun and Creole cuisine, typically served with what over rice? Number eight. Number eight. Number nine, Mardi Gras, the third game in what video game series about organized crime takes place in New Orleans? Number nine. Number nine, the third game in what video game series takes place in Nollins? Number nine. What do you think? This was the bonus question on my website. You could have looked this one up. This is the freebie question on triviawithbuds.com. You could always see a freebie question. You can see all the rounds for the week, and you can RSVP for a bonus point. Everybody on your team can do that. Check it all out at triviawithbuds.com. Number 10. In The Princess and the Frog, what instrument does Louis the Alligator play well? Number 10, in Princess and the Frog, what instrument does Louis the Alligator play well? Number 10, a little Disney trivia before our Disney picture round coming up next. Number 10. Your bonus question for 2 points on Mardi Gras. On the back of your answer sheet, draw a float that represents your trivia team. My favorite one will get 2 points. On the back of your answer sheet, draw a float that represents your trivia team. My favorite one will get 2 points. That's the end of round number two, Mardi Gras. We'll be back in just a bit with the answers, so sit tight, and we'll see what you got right and wrong in just a bit. Answers coming up right now for the Mardi Gras round. Let's see how you did on the Mardi Gras party round. Number one, Fat Tuesday is also designated for Pancake Day. Pancake Day. Number one, around the world, Pancake Day. Number two, King's Cake is eaten throughout the world during carnival season and features a hidden trinket of baby Jesus. Number two, the prelude to Ash Wednesday, Mardi Gras Fat Tuesday. Number three, what parade essential is required by all float riders during the Mardi Gras parade? It was not beads. It was masks. You have to have a mask on if you're on a float. Number three, have to have a mask. Number four, in what 1969 motorcycle film are riders heading east in time to make the Mardi Gras Festival? Easy Rider, number four. We got any bikers in here? Any bikers? Just one? All right. Number five, one fake one. What heavy singer of the 60s had a song called Walking to New Orleans? Fats Domino. Fats Domino. A good guess would have been Chubby Checker. A lot of people wrote that. Number five. Number six, what CBS series has had the subtitle New Orleans since 2014? It was not CSI, but NCIS. NCIS. Number six. Can't get those two confused. Number seven, in what year was the first Mardi Gras parade recorded to have taken place? 1801, 1837, 1869, or 1901? The answer was 1837. The second choice, 1837. Number eight, etouffee is a dish found with rice over shrimp, shellfish, or crawfish. Shrimp, shellfish, crawfish. Number eight. Number nine, the third game in what video game series about organized crime takes place in New Orleans? That's Mafia 3. Mafia 3 was the name of the game. A lot of people put Grand Theft Auto. Again, a common guess, Mafia 3. Number 10, The Princess and the Frog. Louis the Alligator plays the trumpet very well. He plays the trumpet. Number 10. And the bonus, you had to draw a little picture of your ultimate Mardi Gras float based on your team name. The best one was Team Probiotics, which has like a giant poop emoji and an intestine and all kinds of stuff. So great job, guys. Great job. There it was, 11 questions. Well, 10 questions and then that little bonus thing. But I do like to include the bonuses in case you write out the answers, because I feel like if you're really enjoying the show, you're like, I'll do a little drawing challenge for myself and kind of see what I can come up with. I would do that if I was listening and had a pen and paper. So I thought it's fun to include it. So I hope you had a great time, and I hope you had a great Mardi Gras or a Fat Tuesday or whatever you did this past week to celebrate all the fun stuff in Nolens, as people say. And I know I did. I had a great week hosting, and as always, run into a ton of cool trivia-loving fans and friends at all the locations in Southern California. If you want to see those locations, go to triviawithbuds.com and click on the locations tab. That would be so, so cool of you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. We'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.